Cap, Jay Hood.
Our new morning show.
Follow on Instagram at Cap Jay Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
All right, phone lines are hopping. Cap J. Hood, 312-332-3776 with Tyler and JR. I'm David Kaplan. So let's see. We've got me getting Secretariat's hair transplanted onto me. That was one topic. We've had some bizarre topics today. We just, or thoughts. Bizarre.
By the way, the listeners want to know, did you get your chicken yesterday?
I did get my chicken, so the issue was that Garrett and Jenny and their new son, Ben, were going to be coming home, and I thought he was going to steal my chicken. They went to her parents. So he hasn't been at the house yet, so I was able to crush that chicken yesterday. Came home, and the chicken's in there. I called my wife. I said, where are the kids? Oh, they're up at Jenny's parents. Oh, great. Take out that container. Game on.
Chicken.
It was delicious. Delicious. You missed it, JR. I made macadamia nut crusted chicken. It was awesome.
Did you invent that too?
I did. I absolutely did. I invented lemon chicken, macadamia nut crusted chicken, Greek chicken. My wife's Greek. I don't think anyone's ever done that one.
Have you discovered the air fryer, Cap?
I do have an air fryer, yes.
Did you invent that, too?
I did not invent that. My wife doesn't like it. I love it. She's not a huge air fryer fan, so she thinks it has a metallic taste to it. I don't get that, but it's good. I like it. I use it.
Best way to reheat pizza, too.
The air fryer?
Oh, yeah.
Interesting. Let's go to the phones. Jose is next. Hey, Jose, what's up?
Good morning. Good morning, C-Red. Listen up, folks. Booch is on the come up in Chi-Town. I agree with you, Cap. He's the most underrated player in the NBA. I looked at his stats. This guy's averaging 16 and 10 for 9 seasons, and no one has even mentioned him at all. You know, I think he's underrated. Chris Paul, this is my point. Chris Paul's a free agent next year. We need a veteran point guard to direct this team in the right direction. We need a floor general. He's 36 years old. This guy's been looking for a team for ages to just cement himself and let him articulate his point guard skills. I just think he got a well history with Donovan. In OKC, they made everyone look again in the bubble because they were on the rise. Donovan, Paul, Levine, Vooch. Let's go. See you, Red.
Hey, man, have a great day. Love your passion. Love your fire. Go get him. 312-332-3776. Taylor's in Hyde Park. Hey, Taylor.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up?
Man, I miss Hoodie a little bit, but it's all good. Cap, I don't see the big excitement. We're talking about a center that's 30. I know he has offensive numbers that are solid, but the man can't even jump over a broomstick.
And I don't know if
his defensive numbers are that great. While this is a solid pickup, he's a center on the other side of 30, and we gave up two first-round draft picks for him. So I don't know if it takes us over the edge at all. It maybe takes us from a 9th, 8th seed to a 6th, 7th seed possibly. But, I mean, the guy has been on losing teams his entire career, and, you know, it isn't like he impacts the game enough, in my opinion, to give up two first-round picks. You look at all the talent in a lot of these teams, Portland, Golden State, Boston, just off the top of my head, those guys drafted their superstars, and I think we still have to hold on to these picks to draft superstars and not pay for a center that's 30 who, like I said, can barely jump over a broomstick. So I'm excited, but I don't think this is like all of a sudden this puts us in contention for anything.
We're going to save this call, and I want you to promise to call in because you have obviously not watched enough of him that when...
No, I have. I have NBA ticket, and I watch him. He's a great offensive player. Don't get me wrong. But I don't think he's, like, at the, you say explode. I think we bought at the peak.
Yeah,
I don't think there's tremendous upside with him at 30, a guy that's not that athletic, who, you know, like I said, can't jump over a broomstick, and his defensive numbers aren't that great.
Let me just tell you, at 7 feet, he doesn't have to be able to jump out of the gym, A. B, he gives you a tremendous offensive force. He's great on the glass, and now he's got a second star with him and a team that is ascending, adding talent, rather than a team that is descending, trading away talent. I'm just telling you, Taylor, you're going to call back in here and go, okay, I was wrong. I underrated this guy. He's a beast.
No. He's good. I'm talking about what we had to give up for him. We gave up 2 first-round picks.
So what? They're top four protected.
All right.
How many years do you want to keep picking 8, 9, 7?
Okay. What draft pick was Giannis?
I don't disagree.
How about Steph Curry? How about the guy in Portland?
Where are those guys on our roster? We keep picking 7, 7, 7, and we get, okay. Yeah. I'll take the proven commodity.
We brought the GM here to identify talent and picks. Let them do that. Not get a guy that's 30 who we have 2 years of him, maybe. Maybe two. You think this team is ready to win in 2 years? I don't think so.
I disagree. I'm not saying they're going to win the title in 2 years. I'm telling you, they've got almost $25 million in cap space this summer when they get done with all their cap holds and all the moves that they'll renounce. $25 million in cap space. They're going to have Vucevic for this year and two more. Zach LaVine, they're going to re-sign. They're going to get a point guard. They own their own pick in 2022. I'm just telling you, man, you're going to call back and go, wow, I was wrong. Promise me you're going to do that.
I hope so. You know, I'm a P1, so I always call in, so I'll holler to you guys later, man.
You're the best. Have a good weekend. See you.
Take it easy.
I get Taylor's concerns. Uh-huh. Like, Vucevic is not your number one. He's mm-hmm. not going to be the number one on a championship team. Mm-hmm. And LaVine, in all likelihood, probably isn't either.
Mm-hmm.
But it is tough to get that second star, to get that second star to buy in. So what did the Bulls do? They went out and got star number two
Correct.
Via the trade. That's a lot easier to make sure and ensure that you have star number two than trying to lure one in free agency when you only have one star. When you've got two stars, it's much easier to point at star number three who's lurking out in free agency, or star number three who's disgruntled on another team and say, hey, why don't you come
with those guys?
Yep. And you can be our number one.
And I could just tell you, his agent, Bill Duffy, is one of the biggest name agents in the game. He also represents Zach. He's motivated to help his two guys add a third piece there, plus Patrick Williams, plus the point guard they get. So we'll see how it all shakes out. 312-332-3776. By the way, Ryan Pace, Matt Nagy expected to be in Provo, Utah today. That is the pro day of Zach Wilson. That guy's a beast. He's really good, man. Really good. Can they get that far up the draft board? Doubtful, but... let's go to Ryan on the south side. Hey, Ryan, what's up?
Cap, happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you.
Appreciate you taking my call. Don't go killing my Bulls buzz by bringing up the Bears on me, all right? You guys, I'm feeling really good. I'm optimistic at everything coming off this trade. I love the move for Vooch. Please don't bring up Nagy and Pace the rest of the show. Thank you.
Going
back to Taylor's point, I think he's just too short-sighted. I mean, I get where you're at. The guy's 30, but... You look at this guy's game, he's one of the most efficient scorers with back in the basket. Our roster before this guy came over, we were bottom barrel of back to the basket and low post scoring. So he has that dimension, and he can knock down a three. The way his offensive game is built, he's going to be able to play well beyond 30. And we've got younger guys that are going to develop. Williams is going to be able to be a big core piece. And when we're finally at the point where we can contend, hopefully, Vooch doesn't need to be the second best guy on the team. We're hoping that Patrick Williams is going to fill that void. Or, bringing me to my point that I want to hear your opinion on, we've got new management. I'm optimistic. This trade's now got me excited. What are the odds that we can actually make a move now that AK has shown? We've got two stars here. Are we finally going to be able to make a move and land one of the big fish in free agency here with our new leadership and our retooled team? I want to hang up and listen to your thoughts on that, but appreciate you taking my call. Have a great weekend.
You too. Have a great one, Ryan. Appreciate you listening. Yes, the answer is yes from people that I asked yesterday who are in the league. I mentioned I talked to a friend of mine who's with another team that used to mock the Bulls. He would call me and go, you guys did what? You guys are doing this? You're giving Jim Boylan that job? You're extending Jim? He would just dog me. He's a good friend. And yesterday he goes, I got to give them credit, man. They had a great deadline day. He said, making that trade, he said, that kid Vucevic is going to be big time in Chicago with Zach LaVine. And I mentioned his agent. Look up Bill Duffy. Just go to Google and look up the clients Bill Duffy has. And now he's got two guys here. He is motivated to get his guys on a championship contending team. That's just the way it is. These guys, we see how the league has gone. Guys all want to play together. Well, all of a sudden, you got these two. You got Patrick Williams. You add a point guard, and you go, game on. Let's go. They're going to be in play on big name players. That's just a fact. 312-332-3776. We'll get to more of your calls. What do you think of that deal? And how excited are you for this tournament this weekend? It's my favorite sporting event. My favorite single day is opening day next Thursday because it signifies baseball's back. We've got warmer weather coming. The Kentucky Derby and the Masters, two of my favorite events, are around the corner. The summer's coming. All of it. But the event, NCAA tournament, is number one for me. What about you? 312-332-3776. Be right back. Ask most consumers and bartenders in America how to make a perfect Bloody Mary, and they'll say, ask Cap. I think I make a mean Bloody Mary. But you'll also hear the words, because it's part of mine, Zing Zang. Zing Zang has announced the launch of a new line of spirit-based ready-to-drink cocktails, canned. Zing Zang ready-to-drink cocktails available in three varieties, Bloody Mary, Margarita, Bourbon Whiskey Sour. Combine Zing Zang's award-winning cocktail mixes with premium high-quality vodka, silver tequila, and Kentucky bourbon. Each 12-ounce can contains 9% alcohol by volume, the same of most bartender-made cocktails. Look for Zing Zang cocktails at liquor stores, grocery retailers, bars, restaurants as they open to more and more people. Silver tequila and the Zing Zang margarita mix made with all-natural ingredients, including grapefruit, key lime, and lime juice, and agave nectar. No high-fructose corn syrup. Perfect for Taco Tuesday, outdoor activities, and happy hours. Perfect for outdoor activities if you get the bourbon whiskey sour. And what a great way to start day drinking with a Bloody Mary from Zing Zang.
It's Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's Home for Sports. Follow the show on Twitter at CapJHood. This is ESPN 1000.
Jay Hood Show, ESPN 1000. I'm David Kaplan, Hoodie on vacation. He'll be back for opening day next Thursday. 312-332-3776. Friday Files coming up at 9:35. Carmen and Yurko Show coming up at 10. Greeny at noon. Waddle and Sylvie at 2. Black and Abdallah at 6 o'clock. Let's go to Barry in Flossmoor. Barry, what's up?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Man, I am so excited and can't wait to get my name on the waiting list for season tickets. And to that guy who was saying that this guy, Vucevic, is not a good signing, and excuse me for sounding out of breath. I'm trying to walk out of a store.
All good.
This guy has numbers like Giannis and Embiid, one of the few players like that in the NBA. The thing that I like about it, we finally got a big-name player here, and we got it through a trade. So now that makes other big-name players want to come here because we got a young nucleus. Dude, I'm so excited.
Yeah, absolutely. People that haven't – and again, I get it. The Magic suck, and people haven't watched a lot. They see the numbers, and it just becomes, you know, like white noise when you're living under a train track. Like, whatever, he scored a bunch of points, whatever. That guy's a beast. I'm just telling you, he is going to go to a different level having Zach and playing in this market. I'm telling you.
We get one more week and compete for a title, at least the Eastern Championship, at least the East Championship.
Got to continue to develop our guys as well. Barry, have a great day and a great weekend, man. Just continue player development. That's the huge, huge change. Besides the obvious of a new front office and coach, the huge internal change is player development is now a huge part. The previous regime had one guy. They had Sean Respert in charge of player development. How'd that work out? The last time we had good player development was when Tom Thibodeau was the head coach. And that's been a while. So this is a huge, huge change. And to go get a star like this guy, people are going to see him and go, wow, that guy's way better than I even realized. I'm telling you, mark it down. That's how good he is. I was going to read a tweet that I wanted to bring up. And one of our fine listeners said that last night after the trade, he said, I changed cable providers last night. Picked up the phone, was always looking for low-quality streams to watch my Bulls because my provider didn't offer NBC Sports Chicago. Needless to say, I missed a bunch of games just trying to find it where I could find it. When teams reward fans, fans reward teams. And the Bulls are part owner of that station. That's, you know, everyone knows NBC Sports Chicago is owned by the Bulls, White Sox, and Blackhawks. And this guy changed providers last night. Because now he's back on the bandwagon. Good to see. We'll see. Let's go to Jay in Dallas. Hey, Jay, what's up, man?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Yeah, I'm excited about this trade. I just people just want to keep pointing out Vucevic's age is 30. I mean, if Steph Curry is 33, if we sign him, will we be saying, oh, he's 33, he's too old? I mean, guys in the NBA play till they're 38 years. So even if we get 4 years out of Vucevic, it's a great opportunity. And I would just encourage people to stop looking at this from a championship standpoint. We have been on a bottom of a barrel team for the last 4 years. Let's just get competitive and be a consistent playoff team, and then we can take that next step and start looking towards winning championships.
That's so well said. You are the caller of the day. Well said, Jay. Appreciate you. There you go. He's exactly right. Stop thinking, well, that doesn't win a title. No, they're not at that point yet. But he's right. If we announced we just got LeBron James, everyone would be like, oh, my God. He's what, 37? 36 turning 37? We got a 30-year-old guy that averages 20, almost 25 and almost 12 rebounds a game and can go for 20 and 20 on any given night. And he's our guy, and we still have Zach LaVine. It's just a no-brainer to make that deal. No-brainer. Let's go to Matt in St. Charles. Hey, Matt, what's up?
Hold on 1 second, Dave. Sorry about this. Hey, Dave.
What's up,
so,
man?
Yeah, I am super, super excited about this. So, You know, I've been screaming, we need to get rid of Wendell. So not only do we get rid of Wendell, we got the second-best center in the league behind Jokic. Nobody knows who he is because he's been in Orlando for the last 10 years. He's a two- or three-time All-Star, 24-11. The Bulls, they run a play where the center comes up to the free-throw line. They throw the ball to the center. Everybody cuts off of that. The center can either throw a pass, which he's a fantastic passer, or he could turn around and hit a 15-footer, step back, hit a three-pointer. He is going to compliment Zach LaVine so well. And also, Zach LaVine is going to compliment him so well. Give the Bulls so much credit. I'm like the other guy. I'm like a 12-year-old boy. I'm so excited about the Bulls now, and this means that free agents are going to be like, okay, they got something going in there. John and Pax and Gar are gone. We got a young nucleus. This is going to help Pat Williams. I am just beyond excited, and we also got rid of Wendell, who's been the problem for this team this entire year. Thank you for my call.
Appreciate it. You're the man. Wendell Carter, nice young man, works hard, soft. Soft. Our interior defense has changed. Getting the Tice kid out of Boston, getting Vucevic, and the other pieces that they brought. Troy Brown, don't sleep on Troy Brown. That guy can play, man.
Good defender. He was fantastic at Oregon. He kind of worked his way out of rotation when they drafted Avdija.
Correct.
But he's a guy who can create his own shot. I think his rookie season or his second season,
he's like 23 years old.
He averaged like 10 points a game.
As a rookie.
Well coached in college, too. Dana Altman's fantastic. I mean, that's. I think he is. I'm not saying he's going to be some star for this team, but he's a role player.
He's a role player that, helps you win.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They just got tougher. And Wendell, good luck to you. I hope you have a great career. That was a no-brainer trade. Top four protected, two number ones, Wendell Carter and Otto Porter. Oh, please, stop. That was a no-brainer to make that deal. 312-332-3776. I thought Southside Tim was up there. What happened to him? He hang up? Yeah, Southside Tim. Of course he's going to call in after there's an injury to Aloy Jimenez. Hey, Tim, what's up, man?
What do you mean I call in after? Aloy Jimenez has never done anything for the Chicago White Sox since the trade, and now he gets hurt because Rick Hahn is so stubborn he couldn't turn him into a DH, and the Cubs traded him, which you fail to admit on every time you bring up the Dylan Cease, Jose Quintana, Aloy Jimenez trade. You forget that the Chicago Cubs knew he couldn't play left field. The Chicago Cubs don't have a DH in the National League. That's why they needed young, affordable pitching to win 97 games the next year. Yes, they did not win the World Series, but they won 97 games with Jose Quintana. And now Rick Hahn has egg all over his face again. Now this season is over. Aloy Jimenez may never come back. I don't know what a pectoral. Maybe he could never swing the bat again.
Tim,
this could destroy Aloy Jimenez's career.
Do you realize what a joke you are? Do you realize it?
Rick Hahn is the biggest joke, and you fail to admit it. 10 years of the losingest general manager in baseball gets patted on his back every winter, and the White Sox suck.
Tim, do you realize what a joke you are?
Yeah, I am. I'm really a joke because I'm not kissing the White Sox ass.
No, I'm not either. I'm telling the truth. That's a team that everyone in baseball says.
I don't care. They never win.
And you know what? You don't have the balls to call the show when they're playing well, making moves. You are low rent,
they
dude.
You're low rent.
You know why?
Because
you pick up the phone after one of their good players gets hurt. That's the only time we hear from you. You are a joke. You are a hater. You can't stand that that's a good team. And you know what? You are out of your freaking mind. That's what you are. Beat it, jackass. That guy is so low rent. Waits until one guy on the Sox gets hurt so he can fire on the White Sox because he's just seething with jealousy. Seething with it. Come on, man. Stop. Ridiculous, that guy. I knew he'd call today. As soon as I saw it up there, he started typing, South. I'm like, oh, that clown's calling. Here we go. Yeah. Idiot. Let's go to Lewis in Morton Grove. Hey, Lewis, what's going on, man?
Good morning, Cap. And do me a favor, Cap, take a deep breath and call Dr. Mouthy. Don't let that guy fire you up like that, man. You know he's lonely. He probably needs some help over there. Anyways, back to my point where I was calling. One of my friends asked me, hey, why are you watching the Bulls? This was when the season started. I was like, listen, I know we're not probably going to go anywhere. All I really want to watch for is the development of Patrick Williams and the way these coaching staff work. The front office and the coaching staff are doing their job. We finally have a front office and a coaching staff that we can be proud of in the city. And now they did their part. It's up to the players now to step their game up and to make us proud, because this front office and this coaching staff is doing everything they can in their power to make us look good again. We're finally not a laughing stock. I called the Jay Will show this morning and let them know, yeah, the next team, and I also heard you. Great job on the interview with them as well.
Thanks.
I let them know, like, yeah, the next team that most likely will win a championship in Chicago is the White Sox, but we have two teams in baseball in Chicago. But the next team that will win a championship that will solidify this city is either going to be the Bears or the Bulls. But obviously the Bears, we're stuck with Ryan Pace and Ted Phillips, so they're not going to win the championship. The Bulls are the next up. When the Bulls win the championship, this city is going to be lit.
Let's go,
Bulls Nation. You guys have a great one. Cap, keep doing your job. You're great at it. Don't let people fire you up like that. You're my man. I'll talk to you again.
You're the best, Lewis. Have a good weekend, kid. Your calls are coming up. I do want to take, let's get C-Note real fast in Midway. Hey, C-Note, what's up, man?
Hey, Cap. First-time caller.
Appreciate you.
Listen to you. Don't agree with you most of the time. Sometimes I think you're slanted.
It's okay.
But what you did to stand up for the White Sox has absolutely changed my opinion.
You're the man.
You stood up for Chicago. You stood up for a team that this guy don't know what the hell he's talking about. And like you said, he calls only when we stumble and we fall.
Correct. As the Sox keep adding pieces, signing guys, he's quiet as a church mouse. He doesn't want this smoke. And then somebody gets hurt, and he has, you know, this ridiculous notion he's going to call in and fire on the White Sox. Not on this show, kid. Sorry. I tell the truth. I fire on whoever deserves to get fired on. But that guy,
like you said,
Tim, come on.
He's out for the, he could be out for the season, and now you want to call and get all puffy chested?
Yeah.
It doesn't go. Cap, I'm proud of you, man. Thank you.
Appreciate you, C-Note. Don't be a stranger.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Thanks. All right. We moved the Friday files to 9:50 because we got calls. People want to talk. 312-332-3776. More of your calls and watch us on Twitch. Brought to you by Marquee Sports Network. Twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. More of your calls next.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and J-Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
All right, rolling on the Cap J-Hood Show. Phone lines are hopping all show long. I'm David Kaplan, Hoodie on Vacation. Enjoy your trip, my man. I think he's driving right now with Michelle, so maybe listening. Anyway, let's go back to the phones, and let's get Jose on the south side. That's Hoodie Country anyway. Jose, what's up, man?
Hey, Cap, what's up, man?
How you
doing?
Good
morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate you.
First-time caller, long-time listener. Like I was telling your producer right now, still kind of honored making this phone call.
Wait.
Thank you. Congratulate you for speaking up to the Sox, man. Hating at Tim on the South Side. Hater.
Yeah, he's a hater, and he's jealous. That's the sad thing. Jose, you got a bad sell, but I appreciate you calling, man. Thanks a lot. Yeah, South Side Tim, come on, man. He's a clown. He is a clown. That's just a fact. And he knows it. He knows it. Deep down, it eats at him that the White Sox have a really good team. Eats at him. He can't believe it. He's like, I can't believe the White Sox are good. He just would never admit it on the air. Never. And you know what? To call in the day after they lose one of their best players, that's just a move of a loser. That is. That's just a loser move. Really? And you watch. They got depth. They'll make a trade. They'll make an addition. It's like when the Cubs lost Schwarber. They found a way. They found a way. And it all came together. 312-332-3776. Let's go to Paul in Park Forest. Hey, Paul, what's up, man?
Hey, how's it going, Cap?
How you doing?
All right. Yeah, the trade, man, it totally caught me off guard. I'm at work, and I happen to look down. I see the Bulls made the trade, and I was not expecting for them to trade for Vucevic. I'm thinking Lonzo Ball, maybe, but in my eyes, I think Vucevic is the third best center in the league behind Embiid and the Joker. So great trade, and the one caller who said Vucevic is not any good or whatever, I got mad.
Yeah. And I appreciate the call, Paul. It's hard to hear you. He said the third best center in the league. Who's he putting ahead of him, Tyler? Obviously, Joel Embiid's a beast down there. A beast.
Right. And then Jokic as well.
He's another great player.
Mm-hmm.
Great player. But this guy now on this stage with a second star and a team that is obviously now ascending and is pushing their chips in and going, we're getting this thing fixed. Yeah, I think it's a great move for Vucevic and a great move for Chicago. I have a trivia question for you, Tyler.
Let's hear it.
Only two people have ever reached a Final Four and a World Series in their career. They're both players, not coaches. Final Four and a World Series. And insanely, they both went to the same high school. Not in the same time. Can you tell me who they are?
One is Kenny Lofton.
Very good.
And I don't know the other.
The other is Tim Stoddard.
Okay.
Who played for the Orioles in the World Series and NC State in the Final Four. Isn't that crazy that they both went to the same high school? East Chicago, Indiana. I mean, that's just, I saw that stat this morning. That is as bizarre as it comes. Back to the phones, 312-332-3776. Jay's in the West Loop. Jay Burt.
Cap, how are you? Hey, first I need to apologize. I ran into you outside of East Bank Club one time, and I said, hey, Chuck, as in Chuck Swirsky. That's my apologies. You're much more handsome. I apologize.
Thank you.
Hey, we've got Vooch. We've got Levine. Who is the big star that we can now attract? That's the name of the game in the NBA. You've got to attract the big fish. We've got the pieces in place. Who's out there for 2021, maybe 22? Are we looking at a point guard? Do we need a scorer in Beal? What's coming down the pipe? Thanks, guys.
Appreciate the call, man. Have a great day, and I'll answer to just about anything. Look, you have unrestricted this summer, Kyle Lowry, but he's 35 years old. I don't think they're looking for a 35-year-old point guard. Chris Paul, he's 36 years old. I don't think they're looking for a 36-year-old point guard. Mike Conley is a free agent. He's 33, turning 34. In terms of younger players, like I'm looking at the 2021 free agent list on SpotTrack, potentially Drew Holiday could be available. Potentially. I know the Bucks made a big deal to get him, but there is not a ton out there. You might have a shot at Dennis Schroeder. Might. He's 28 years old. There's a few guys out there. It may have to come through a restricted player like Lonzo Ball. That could be a possibility if they are able to give him an offer sheet and it doesn't get matched by New Orleans. 312-332-3776. Andre's out in Westmont. Hey, Andre.
Hey, Cap. Do we know what jersey number Vucevic will have for the Bulls?
I don't know. I can look and see if Bulls.com has him listed yet on their roster. I'm not sure that they do. I know today is hard to believe. This is the first full practice that the Bulls are going to have since the All-Star break. Hard to believe because of everything that goes on with COVID, with games, with travel. The Bulls roster.
Number nine.
They have not listed him yet with a jersey number. So I don't know.
Still blank. I checked.
Still blank.
All right.
So
thank you, sir.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Maybe seven. I keep hearing seven might be where he's going to go. So we'll see what he does. But they don't have a seven. They go Dotson 3, Felicio 6, Levine 8. So it's open. So he can go a number of ways. All right, 312-332-3776. We play something called the Friday Folder. That's coming up next. That would be me. This hour brought to you by the Home Loan Expert. No secret, the housing market is red freaking hot. Get a leg up on the competition. Get pre-approved now. TheHomeLoanExpert.com.
Cap. J-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
How would you like Drew Holiday here? Want Drew Holiday? Would you rather live in Milwaukee or live here? That's pretty easy.
No brainer.
Take that, Travis, in promotions. Drew Holiday is 30 years of age. He is a very good player. He makes $26 million a year. He is unrestricted after next season, but has a player option for next season that he could easily opt out of. and go, oh, I'm not going to take a one-year deal. I'm going to take a long-term deal, like a four-year deal in Chicago. Why not? How'd you like Drew Holiday passing the ball to Zach LaVine and Nikola Vucevic and Patrick Williams? Never know. Game on. That would be an interesting one. So we'll see. His last contract he signed with the Pelicans was 5 years, $126 million. So he will not come cheap. 312-332-3776. Time for the Friday Files. Brought to you by our great friends at Apt Electronics in Glenview.
Because it's Friday.
It's time for the Friday Folder.
And you ain't got shit to do.
On the Cap and Jay Hood Show.
All right, Friday Files, stuff we just couldn't get to during the week. We got a bunch of stories. JR, take it.
Cap, Ty Cobb's game-used bat sells recently for $1.1 million.
Okay, he is not supposed to have been a very nice person. In fact, a really bad, bad dude. But he was an amazing, amazing player. But when I display memorabilia in my house, I want it to be of people that I either A, have a relationship with, or B, are iconic Chicago athletes, or C, are just really, really good guys. Like I have an Ozzie Guillen jersey up in my house. And Ozzie's a dear friend. I love Ozzie Guillen. And so that jersey's up. Same with Dennis Savard. Same with Bobby Hull, the late Stan Mikita, Ernie Banks, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who I got to interview with, and before he came in, I had multiple people go, dude, that guy's really tough to deal. He was awesome. He was amazing. And I'm like, God, I wish I'd have bought a jersey, and I don't ever ask. That would have been amazing. And all of a sudden, his PR lady said, well, that went really well. He really enjoyed that. That was great. I said, can I ask you a question? If I send you a jersey, would you ask him to sign it for me? She's like, yeah, no problem. And like 2 days later, a FedEx shows up before I even ordered one. There's a jersey in there with a note. Hey, man, I had a really good time at that interview. Put that up in your house. And he signed it to me. So, yeah, I couldn't buy a Ty Cobb bat.
All right. Magic City and Buffalo Wild Wings got into a Twitter war.
They did, because Lou Williams was traded to the Atlanta Hawks. Magic City, for those that don't know, is a very upscale gentleman's club. I think Hoodie's been there. I never have. And they are known not only for being a really upscale gentleman's club, but they're known for having amazing food. Like, it's a big-time restaurant. And a lot of NBA players, when they visit the city, they go there. And they're known for their wings. I guess their wings are, like, award-winning wings. But they've got other really good food. And so Lou Williams went there. Wasn't it during the bubble?
It was right as teams were getting to the bubble. But he had to leave to go to a funeral, I believe it was.
Correct. And so the players are told, you know, if you leave the bubble, you have to re-quarantine. This was last summer. He got permission from the league to go to the funeral and then go right back to his hotel. And then they would bring him back to the bubble and he'd quarantine for a few days and get tested every day. Well, he decided, I got to get some food while I'm here. And he went to Magic City and got just roundly ripped for doing it. So yesterday, he gets traded back to Atlanta from the Clippers. And immediately, Magic City's like, our guy's back. He drops a lot of cash in there. He's there all the time.
He's got wings named after him.
Correct. There. He has some kind of a wing named after him. And so they were tweeting at him that he's a legend and they're glad he's back. And then Buffalo Wild Wings tweeted, Lemon Pepper Wings, we got you on us. And Magic City went back at Buffalo Wild Wings and said, you might want to delete that tweet. He's not going to Buffalo Wild Wings. Coming to Magic City. I actually bought a Magic City t-shirt. Yeah.
Of course you did. Denzel Washington crashes a wedding.
So this couple in New York get all dressed up for their pictures. She's in her bridal gown. And he's in his tuxedo. She's gorgeous, beautiful couple. And they're filming a movie in Central Park. And this guy is walking by and he sees them and makes a comment. It's Denzel Washington. They're on a break from filming. He ends up photobombing one of their shots. And they're like, oh my God, that's Denzel Washington. would you take some pictures with us? And so he's in their wedding photos. Like, that tells, and I always liked him anyway, that tells me he's a cool dude. Like, doesn't have 20 security guards around him and don't make contact and look in his eyes. Like, he's just a normal dude. And so there's a bunch of pictures of him with his arm around the two of them, and they're smiling. Dude, I thought it was absolutely awesome. How cool would that be? Springsteen was walking somewhere in New Jersey, saw a guy getting engaged. He was on a knee proposing. Springsteen's like, hold on a minute. Give me your phone. I'll record this. They're like, wait a minute, that's Bruce Springsteen. And he took pictures of them getting engaged in a video, and then he had someone else take pictures with the guy's phone of him with them. Those are cool people.
I don't see Springsteen on my list. Okay, Cap, a D2 title game produces a local hero.
Yes,
it does. Timeouts left. Murray to inbound. This is Grant driving. Grant missed it. Ball's loose. It's tipped. That's for the win. He hit it. Toussaint. Zach Toussaint. Remember the time they put back on the clock. It was just enough for Toussaint to lock and load and bury the three.
So West Texas A&M is trailing 86-84. They had put time back on the clock. They added 1.9 seconds. They missed. You heard it. They kicked it back out to him. He was open. He drills the three as time expired. West Texas A&M wins. Why are we telling you that? Well, it was a cool ending. He's a Chicago area kid. He's from Johnsburg, Illinois, which is up in the northwest suburbs. He's from Johnsburg. He's playing at West Texas A&M, and he drills the three. They're playing the games in Evansville, Indiana, and he wins it at the buzzer. I thought that was really freaking cool.
So I love scenes like that. Everyone just piles on top of him. It was fantastic. Finally, Stan Albeck, former Bulls coach, passes away.
Yeah, I actually got to know Stan because after he coached the Bulls, Stan became the coach at Bradley. He was the Bradley coach. Stan Albeck had the Spurs for a long time, and he got into a famous battle with Hubie Brown, who called him the washerwoman. He said, that guy looks like a washerwoman. And he died yesterday. He had a stroke 20 years ago that left him virtually speechless. He could not basically speak for the last 20 years of his life. I think he was 90 and passed away. He was an awesome, awesome dude. That guy was really fun to deal with, and I got to know him pretty well. Great guy. He was the coach when Michael Jordan scored 63 against the Celtics, I believe. So rest in peace, Stan Albeck. You were a good dude, man.
And that'll do it for the Friday Files.
All right, there you go. Connor and Jesse are in for Carmen and Yurko. We'll cross talk with them in 2 minutes.